One man who probably more than anyone else can claim to represent one of the Czech Republic's biggest success stories, beer, is Jan Veselý, General Director of the Czech Beer and Malt Association. The association groups the biggest Czech breweries and hop producers. In today's programme, Mr. Veselý talks about the massive changes he's witnessed in the industry, which have moved from the planned economy to privatisation and the takeoff of microbreweries. Jan Veselý is in conversation with Chris Johnston.
I met up with Jan Veselý in the Beer and Malt Association's Central Prague headquarters, above its own microbrewery and restaurant, which serves a selection of special beers brewed on the premises. It was through these doors that Mr. Veselý, trained in economics, accounting and finance, came in the late 1970s, not really knowing what he was letting himself in for or suspecting how long he would stay. I asked him, first of all, how he came to start in the brewing industry.
It was by chance, as usually it happens in human being lives. I simply was found by headhunters, you know, because in the former socialist times, there was an administrative directive model of such a pyramid. You know, in every industry, beer industry, sugar industry, poultry, meat, and so on, there it was organized pyramidally with one headquarter. And that headquarter that was running the beer business was seeking for a chief of financing department. And I simply came in. When I was addressed by the headhunters, I didn't know that it's brewing. It was just a, you know, nutrition and beverage, some industry, and it was very anonymous. I came to this very building we are sitting now, and since that time, I remember it very well. It's 33 years from now. Still remember that feeling. It was 1st or 2nd of January, beginning of the year, short after Christmas, and I was feeling enthusiasm and some special atmosphere that was here. And since that time, I enjoy it. I never, ever, even for a second. One second, I didn't feel any, I would say, non-comfortable feelings, whatever. I'm happy, still happy, as I was 33 years ago that I entered this industry, because it is special industry. I can feel it in the pan-European and global level. Even there it is special, but even more special in this country where it is something like a religion.
How is the business different then? It must have been very, very different then 30 years ago to what it is now.
You know, that time was Marxism, political economy theories in practice. And so the priority in development were having heavy industry, chemical industry, nuclear energy industry, and so on and so on. And all the resources, national resources, were focused there. And the beer was the, you know, Cinderella on the very, very tail of all that. You know, CapEx were extremely poor. And so I have to say that technically, beer industry in the times, in some break of 70s and 80s, last century, it was in very poor technical shape. There were some 95, 97 breweries, hardly surviving, old-fashioned, old brew houses, you know, no stainless steel, you know. Every brewmaster was some kind of magician, just to keep the ball rolling, you know. It wasn't easy. As for the technical shape, it was poor, with some exceptions. There were 2-3 breweries that were privileged. It means Pilsner Urquell, Budweiser Budvar, and it was all. This is the first feature. Very bad technical shape. Second feature was that the distribution of beer, it wasn't sales. It wasn't a commercial activity with marketing and everything. It was just real distribution. And the only 6 breweries were having 6 brands, were having the chance to be national brands, to be widespread their distribution. It was Pilsner Urquell, Budvar, Budweiser Budvar, Gambrinus, Stará Pramen in Prague, Velkopopovický Kozelnír, Prague, and Radegast in Northern Moravia. Just these six brands. It was politically controlled. Regional organizations of the Communist Party, before Christmas, before Easter, because 1st of May, 9th of May, which was the Liberation Day, and 28th of October, which was the founding day of Czechoslovakia, and so on. It was politically controlled that working class must get beer. And there were meetings, and every director was saying, yes, we prepared all the bread and rolls. Yes, we prepared all the beer. Yes, yes. It was politically, it was extremely closely watched.
Well, after the communists ended, you were soon after involved in the privatization of some of the breweries. Looking back on that period, do you have some regrets about some of the breweries that disappeared, or do you think the overall trend, privatization, was a good thing?
You know, in year 1900, before First World War, in this country was around 1,000 breweries. In the time of Velvet Revolution in 1989, it was some 97. The process of concentration is going on for centuries. It's just a trend. It had to happen. It would happen even if there were no political changes and whatever, you know. Regret, you know, it's difficult to say, but I must say, beer business in this country is still not only surviving, but blossoming, quite spreading. And we only feel last 2 years, this year and the year 2009, decline of consumption because of crisis and whatever, but to the 2008, it was constant increase. Increasing huge, you know, updating technical and modern, you know, equipment or whatever. Second, huge increase of exports. We increased exports 3 times, you know, since revolution and so on. But it was connected with continuing concentration. As I said, some 97 breweries. Now it's some 47. 50 breweries disappeared. Mainly because of, you know, it was a very difficult period after that revolution. Everything was now, all that pyramidal system disappeared. Every brewery was relatively independent, you know. But directors of the breweries were fermentation chemists, you know, and directors of meat industry were butchers and so on. So they had no experience in law, in economies, in financing, in licensing, in whatever, you know. And so they started invest because it was now, everything was open. And people, dealers from Western countries were coming, you could buy this and that, you know, we will give you special price or whatever, because it was the open field for investment. For sometimes a lot of breweries died because of over-investing, you know. They died because of lack of cash flow resources. It was sudden death, you know. It simply happened. It wasn't because of commercial disaster or commercial, you know, bad politics. No, because all the breweries could survive, but they made them fatal mistakes, you know, not in brewing, but in all the other complex, you know, activities, which brewers themselves weren't prepared for. But still, all the other breweries were increasing, were getting better. And now, in some last 5-6 years, that number of breweries, existing industrial breweries, is practically stabilized, and that small gastronomy breweries are increasing. That is a rocket trend, you know. In 1990, half year after revolution, it was the only one microbrewery or pub brewery, Ufleku, existing that time for 500 years, and now it's about 100 outlets of that type.
And in the restaurant down below us, we have some rather special types of beer, all sorts of beer, banana beer, cherry beer, different flavoured beer.
Nettle beer.
what do you think of that? Is that really beer?
Yes, sure, it is. Beer is very, very wild product, you know, old, thick, 1,000 years in some Mesopotamia. started some knowledge of fermentation beverages, you know. My friends that are running the brewery down in this house, on the first floor or ground floor, we are cooperating, or we know each other for that 30 years because we are still in the business. And every novel beer they are having there, I all the time test, you know.